Hello.
Hello, my name is Cassandra, returning your call from Customer Support. How can I help you today?
Yes, hi, Lysandra. Lysandra, the reason for the call, I received a charge today for $39.95 on my credit card, and I didn't order anything from you guys.
Okay, can I have your zip code so I can look that up for you, please?
That's 53209.
Okay, can I have your first and your last name?
First name is Reverend Dr. William Shears. It should be under, if under anything.
Okay. So, Reverend Dr. William, can you verify your shipping address for me, please?
That's 4038 North 17th Street.
And that's Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Yes, it is.
Okay, and your email is williamshrs9@gmail.com.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you for the information. Give me a moment. My system is kind of a little slow loading today. Okay, so how can I help you, sir?
Okay, now why did you charge my card today for $39.95 or whatever it was?
Okay, sir, I do see the charge of $39.99 on the 14th, and it was for a Hero Fit app. But it did not go through, sir. That charge was declined. It tried to go through, but I guess your bank or your credit card company declined it.
Right.
And
it was
yes,
for a Hero what, ma'am?
A Hero Fit app. And I should explain to you how you get that app. Okay, sir. The app is attached to an order that you placed on December the 10th, where you paid $7.95 for a tactical bag. And with that bag comes a membership, and it also comes with an app, that Hero Fit app. And if you don't cancel within three days after placing that order, they charge you.
Okay, now that was, I saw nothing about an app. And what would I need an app for a bag?
It's a fit. It's like a bundle. A lot of things are attached to that, and a membership comes with that as well, where you'll be billed monthly a membership fee for being in the gadgets, the Factory Direct store. Yes, sir.
They had a check mark down there that I took that check mark out to where as it asked if I wanted the shipping insurance and all that other stuff. So that's very, very deceptive. Yes, I did order the bag, but, you know, if the bag hasn't come, does it even show when they're going to be mailing the bag out?
Okay, it's showing that it was shipped on the 12th, so let me see if I can track it for you.
Sure.
Well, it's going by the U.S. It's going by the U.S. Postal Service, but it's showing that it's shipped, but I don't have a delivery date for that.
Okay, is there any way that you can, text me or send me that tracking number?
No, they won't let me send print order details. I don't think they'll let me send anything. No, sir.
Okay, let me just grab a pen so I can copy the tracking order down. Because that was very deceptive. Because, if I had known there was a something else attached to that, I would have never ordered that.
Yes, yes, sir.
But it was like a, it's like a range bag is what it actually is.
Yes.
Let me, okay. Ma'am, what is that tracking order number?
Okay, it's a long number. It's 926.
926.
129.
129.
031.
031.
843. 630.
630.
024.
024.
8065. 8065.
Yes, sir. You ain't kidding us. You ain't kidding us. A long tracking number.
Yes, for some reason, the U.S. Postal Service, their tracking number has always been very long.
Yeah, because I have a lot of things shipped through them, and sometimes they are long, but I've never seen one that long.
Okay.
But, yeah, is there any way that you can cancel that? Because that's not something I ordered at all.
Okay. You also has a stilt that you ordered on the 10th, on that same day you ordered the Elite drone?
Right, yes, I did.
Okay, did you want the tracking number for that as well?
Yes, please.
Okay. Okay, give me a moment.
Now, you guys are the same company as them? That's the Patriot Supply?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. We are a third-party call center, so we house for many different products.
Wow. Okay. Are you? Did you find the drone's tracking number?
Yes, sir. I have it. It's 926.
926.
129.
129.
031.
031.
843.
843.
630.
630.
024.
024.
8065. 8065. Oh, that's
sir. The same
as no, the last oh, yes, one. Yes, it is. I'm sorry, sir. I'm looking and I'm giving you the one. Oh,
that's the
wrong
number.
No. Yes,
the same
sir.
One.
When I have to look, oh, wait, this is the same one. I apologize.
Okay.
Yes, these accounts is getting me. Okay. It's 926.
926.
129.
129.
031.
031. Same as the last one.
843.
843.
630.
630.
024.
024.
It looked like it might be the same number. 8065.
That's the same number.
Oh, maybe because you place it on the same day and it's going to be shipped together. But
so
that's
it's bundled?
Yes.
Okay.
So I guess it's being shipped together. Those both have the same numbers.
Yes, they are both the same number. Okay, so. All right, look. Getting back to making sure that gets canceled because, you know, I don't, that's something I didn't need.
Okay.
Especially for an app, you know, people tell me, hey, look, you spend too much time on the phone as it is, get off.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So you just canceling the app because the app is a social. Okay, because how they got it, all of us together, you cancel the app. Now you still going, if you cancel it, just to let you know, if you cancel the app and you continue to keep the tactical badge and his drone and all of that, they still going to charge you a membership. Now this app is different from the membership. It's three things. You got the tactical bag, you got the Hero Pod app, and then you're going to have the membership. You hadn't been charged for the membership yet, but maybe the next three or four. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I don't want a membership either.
Okay.
And cancel the membership as well. No. They were going to try and, boy, they were just going to bundle me up with junk, weren't they? Oh, yeah, you bought the app and you bought a membership.
Oh,
no,
my gosh. Okay, sir. Do you have anything to write down for your cancellation number?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, whenever you're ready.
Is C as in Charlie?
Pardon me, ma'am? C as
is
in
C,
Charlie?
Yes, C as in Charlie. 263.
263.
191.
191.
737.
737.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I tell you, these guys are kind of slick. Gotta make sure that they don't charge you for everything that you see.
Yes, sir. And if you win something, I look at it like this: if you won something, why ask for your credit card information?
Exactly.
Yes, you have to be very weary with this stuff that's going on now. That it's fine anyway to get your money.
Oh, they tried. Let me tell you, I had this one lady called me this afternoon, and she was telling me about, oh, yeah, you know, you ordered some vitamins. But I'm like, no, I didn't. Oh, do you remember ordering this? I'm like, yeah, that was like about 2 months ago. Well, it's time for your vitamins now.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, oh, no, ma'am, I don't want that. And then, you know, it's good that they've got these temporary credit cards, that numbers that you can put in.
Mm-hmm.
And they're only good for that use of that transaction.
Oh, yeah. I use them all the time. Prepaid. I use prepaid.
Okay, but no, they've got these one that are just made for, like, if you're shopping online or what have you.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, it's right on your, like if you've got a regular credit card, and you'll say, you want to use a virtual card, and you only want it good for just this transaction, just use the virtual card.
Oh.
So if they try, and use something else, or trying to attach something else to it, it'll come up declined.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, those virtual cards are really good. I would advise everyone to use those because these companies are getting slicker.
Yes, they are.
You know, they're trying to charge us for everything that they can get out of us.
And, you know, living in the days and times now with the inflation and everything that's going up on everything, people can't afford. They don't have no extra money. You know, you have some people that's on a fixed income.
Right. And what kind of app was that again that cost
$40? Hero Bot Planner. It's some type of recipe planner.
A recipe
planner. Sends you recipes, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, no, they won't. Now they're trying to tell me how to eat. No, thank you.
Well,
a recipe planner. we definitely don't need that one.
Okay, well, I thank you for calling into customer support, and you have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
You too, ma'am, and you have a blessed evening, okay?
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.